Our series on garden birds, and it continues now with the dunnock or hedge sparrow. Angus Kennedy of Nature Northwest is here. And Angus, the sound of the dunnock isn't really that distinctive. Let's have a listen to it. Yeah, I recognise it, but it would be quite hard to tell if it was and amongst other birds.
It can be, apart from its volume. That's the thing. That's what helps the dunnock. The dunnock likes to take up a little perch. It's the only time they're easily seen. And they'll take up a perch, the male, and they'll blast out that song. It's very loud. And it's also very common. They're a much more common bird than we know. So that high kind of spiralling sound, they'll sing it out again and again and again. And it's filling the countryside at the moment.
Unusually, the dunnock doesn't form pairs the way most birds do.
The dunnocks can be very promiscuous. Quite often, you'll have three will be looking after one nest, and you might have a couple of fathers. The female dunnocks, they tend to choose a few different fathers, sometimes up to three or four even, and have their chicks with them all. And then those same fathers will all help feed the chicks, right. And they seem to be able to tolerate this.
And common as they are, they rarely travel too far.
Yeah, they're a sedentary bird. They stay put, a little bit like the robin. They tend to stay put. In fact, they're kind of related to the robin. They're in the thrush family. So they've got big eyes. That's one of the things with all the thrush family, the song thrush, the robin, the dunnock. So they're one of the very first birds to wake up. So one of the first birds to sing in the morning when that dawn chorus starts, and one of the last birds to be singing in the evening time. They skulk under the hedges. So they're about the same size as the robin, but if you replace the red of the robin with grey, and a speckled grey that the dunnock has, very beautiful when you see them close up. But most people don't know them, even though they're in their gardens, if you have bushes and hedges.
And is that where we're most likely to see them, is sort of hopping about low down hedges?
Low down hedges, they're hiding. If you see a little bit of scurrying under a hedge, get out your binoculars, take a little look. There's a good chance the dunnock. You'll also, under bird feeders, if your bird feeders are positioned near some cover, so near some bushes and hedges, often the dunnock will come scooting out. It'll grab a couple of fallen down seeds, but it won't eat them until it gets back. It'll take them back under the protection of the hedge. They used to be called the hedge sparrow by people, but they're not a sparrow at all. But because they're so common in the hedges, and they nest in the hedges too, quite low down, they make a beautiful little green nest purely out of moss, a little bowl out of moss, which will be deep in the gorse or in whatever is in your hedge, in the holly in the hedge, and they'll sing from there and breed from there and eat from there.
Does that make them more vulnerable to prey?
They can be reasonably vulnerable, all right. The sparrowhawk would certainly take plenty of them, but they're a very wary bird. They're hiding a lot. Unlike the robin, which will be right at your feet if you're digging some worms, they're shy. So they stay away from us, and they're always on the watch out.
Okay, the dunnock. Let's have another listen to their call. That's today's featured bird, the dunnock. Angus Kennedy, thank you.
Thanks very much.